Hello, I'm Mary Lohman, and you're listening to The Christian Working Woman. This week, I'm looking at work principles from the life of Daniel. Now, let me ask you, do you thoroughly like and enjoy everyone you work with or for? I hope so. That would be ideal. But the facts are there are often certain coworkers who are not so easy to like. Daniel had some very difficult coworkers too, people who were out to do him harm, people who were very jealous of him and wanted to bring him down. But in spite of their attitudes, Daniel kept his attitude right, because Daniel had a compassionate heart for his coworkers. When Nebuchadnezzar was ready to kill the wise men of Babylon because they could not interpret his dream, well, Daniel went to the commander of the king's guard and interceded for these men. "Why did the king issue such a harsh decree?" he asked. Now, these men meant nothing to him personally, but he had a compassionate heart, and he knew it was wrong to execute them. So he went to his trusted fellow Israelites, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and urged them to pray for these men. And God then revealed the meaning of the dream to Daniel, and the next day he asked his boss, Arioch, not to kill the wise men, but instead to take him to Nebuchadnezzar because he could interpret the dream. Talk about sticking your neck out. Daniel was a man of great courage as well as great compassion. He cared about these men, even though they were not fellow Israelites, and indeed were astrologers and sorcerers and enchanters, men who were doing things directly opposed to God's principles. It's not easy to have compassion for people sometimes, is it? Especially those who are antagonistic toward us or who have no clue about true spirituality, those whose lifestyles are sinful and against all you know to be right. But as God placed Daniel in the midst of these kind of people, so he does us today as well. And he does it so we can show God's love and compassion to people who have no clue what it's all about. It's really a great privilege, isn't it? I hope you will take Daniel as your role model for how to be a witness on your job. You'll find a copy of this devotional on our website. And if you've missed a message this week, you can listen at your convenience through your favorite podcast app. Just search for The Christian Working Woman. Our web address is christianworkingwoman.org. And I hope you'll visit it often because there are many good resources for you there. Thanks for listening today.